from KQED.
In a world where random violence seems to be a constant threat, it can feel like we're on our own, unprotected and unsupported when it happens. Today, as part of our series called What's Your Story, we hear from a woman in Oakland who found strength and solace from a spiritual ceremony called the Wiping of Tears. Here's Sheila Jumping Bull.
2 years ago, I was shot in my leg while waiting for the bus. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. After being shot, I was told I would never walk again, or that if I did, I'd have to walk with a cane. Meaning that I had to stay in bed for 3 months straight, not being able to walk or able to hold my own baby or do anything for myself, I became depressed. I didn't want anything to do with life. Mentally, I was not here. I couldn't believe what was going on. I was angry, confused, and hurt. We have a medicine man that comes to our native community once a month. He does ceremonies, sweat lodges, talking circles. He did a ceremony called Wiping of the Tears. I didn't want to participate in this ceremony, but a lot of people from the Native American community told me that I should because it would help me. A Wiping of the Tears ceremony is a ceremony where you call upon your ancestors and those who have passed before you to come and help heal you and take away your pain. As a medicine man sings these songs, these sacred songs, these ceremonial songs, you pray and you ask for their guidance, their strength, their love, and their help. It helped me in my mental state because I was going through a really hard time and I felt lost. As I prayed and these songs were being sung, I could feel my spirit coming back. I could feel my mentality coming back. I could feel myself being Sheila again, and not some victim. When I think about it, the Wiping of the Tears ceremony really brought me back to reality and helped me to start building my life over again and to build my courage and strength to start trying to help others. I feel like I am me again. I feel determined to let the Native American community know more about mental health and that it's okay to be diagnosed with a mental health issue or to be on medication. It does not mean you are crazy. Thanks to the ceremony and the strength I got from ancestors, I am ready to get my life back and get back to my life.
That was Sheila Jumping Bull of Oakland speaking as part of our series, What's Your Story?